It seems like all the news reports these days, and if you were paying attention, they released, the news outlets released some of the top stories for 2023. And if you can, and I'm sure most of us can probably guess that of the stories that made the headlines this year, it was about housing affordability or lack of housing. This is not to make light of the housing crisis, nor the reality of homelessness in our province. For your information, in comparison to last year, the rate of homelessness increased by 32% from 2020 to 2023. Amidst this crisis, Canada and BC has also experienced an increase in the number of immigrants arriving at our shores, approximately 450,000 a year. Essentially, these reports say we have no more room to house people. In the passage today that I just read, Mary and Joseph were experiencing the same dilemma. There was no room at the inn when they arrived in Bethlehem, which was Joseph's hometown, for the census. Now, our interpretation of this text, or perhaps the romanticized version, is that Joseph and Mary arrived at the sleepy town in the middle of the night on a donkey, while Joseph frantically searches for a room at the local inns. Desperate, he begs one reluctant innkeeper for any place at all to have this baby. Finally, he finds an innkeeper who relents and makes room for them in a tumble-down stable with the cows. However, the reality is that while indeed there were such things as travel lodges, the word used for inn in our scripture is actually kataluma, which literally means guest room, which is in the version that I just read for us. Now, like many folks of us today, these are essentially homeowners with guest rooms who rent them out to travelers, kind of like a Roman period ancient B&B. That's basically what it was. So it really wasn't a hotel. And most likely, the reason that Mary and Joseph were in the manger was because this particular homeowner who had a guest room had most likely given his guest room to a family who were in town for the census. And so then, not having a guest room to offer, he then gave them the lower floor where the animals were kept. Why is it important that we are made aware of this detail? In an article I recently read, it actually entitled it this way: Have you ever wondered why there was no room at the inn? And the author, who is a pastor in Florida, he says this, which I thought was really well written. I believe there was no room at the inn so that even from the beginning of his life, Jesus would be vulnerable, oppressed, rejected, outcast, being outcast and poor. When God became one of us, he demanded none of the world's comforts, luxuries, or protections. God knew that throughout history, there would be homeless people from every part of the world trying to stay warm at night, who would look up at the stars and say in their heart, God, you have no idea what I'm going through. And to this, Jesus could honestly say, actually, I know exactly what you're going through. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says this, though he was very rich, and yet for our sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he would make us rich. Furthermore, there was no room in the inn so that we would be reminded that when we chose to follow God's will, it does not mean that we're taking on a comfortable or easy life. In Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. I think we all can understand that there are many rooms in our hearts and minds. We have rooms for our family, our friends, our careers, our hobbies. Furthermore, we can fill these rooms with many things. And the question for us is, how much room does Jesus get in our hearts? There's no room for Jesus in our hearts when we're rushing around, pushing to get more done, and trying so hard to make people happy. And especially at Christmas time, when we are to make room for Jesus, opening our hearts to Him so that we can enjoy His peace and His joy and His love. Lastly, the fact that there was no room at the inn was the beginning of the fulfillment of the prophecy found in Isaiah chapter 53, which says that the Messiah would be despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Max Lucado said it this way, "The mother and father of our Lord were pushed out and rejected. Even before He was born, our Lord was rejected and turned away. The words, 'No room for you,' followed Him throughout His life. There was just no room for Him anywhere. It is the same in the lives of many people today. He is still being crowded out with all the festivities and all the busyness. He is often just an afterthought instead of a place of honor at this time of the year. Christ is often shoved into a corner, and even today, there is no room for Jesus." The amazing and the beautiful thing to this, and the good news, is that this same child that came to find, he came, this child to this same child came to find room for us. That even though time and time again humanity told the Son of God, "We simply have no room for you," Jesus continues to tell humanity, "I have more than enough room for you." On the night before Jesus was crucified, He told His disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Me. In My Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with Me, that you may also be where I am." This is the hope of and promise of Jesus becoming Emmanuel. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You again for the miracle of Your Son's birth. Lord, we thank You for this wonderful gift, that this baby that came into this manger, that was rejected, that was outcast, that, Lord, He left all His riches and power to be with us, for You to be with us, and to offer us a real hope and a future. So, Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day that we celebrate and acknowledge His coming, Your Son's coming, and what that means for us today. May we, in our hearts, in all the festivities of this holiday, that, Lord, we take the time to recognize where Jesus is in our hearts today. May we, Lord, make room for Him, for Jesus in our hearts. And may we be able to extend this love to our friends, our neighbors, and our families this season. In Jesus' name we pray.